This is VOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. President Joe Biden on Thursday ordered tighter regulations of some weapons and pressed Congress to renew the country's long-expired ban on assault weapons. With relatives of those killed in school shootings watching at the White House, the president called American gun violence an epidemic and an international embarrassment. Biden offered his proposals after several high-profile deadly mass shootings in the states of Georgia and Colorado. Among the proposals, Biden directed the Justice Department to issue a proposed rule to stop the proliferation of what law enforcement officials call ghost guns, handmade firearms that don't have serial numbers, making it difficult for police to track their owners when the weapons are used to commit crimes. Under Biden's proposal, the White House said the weapons would be covered by regulations in the National Firearms Act, which would require registration. Lawmakers have repeatedly talked about gun violence but failed to agree on measures to curb it. U.S. banned the sale of assault weapons from 1994 to 2004, but the law was not renewed when it expired. Most adults will not need a permit to carry a handgun in the U.S. state of Tennessee anymore. A new law, which takes effect July 1st, allows adults 21 and older and military members between 18 and 20 to carry a handgun, either openly or concealed, without first clearing a background check and training. The law does make exceptions for people with certain mental illnesses and criminal convictions, and does not apply to long guns. Governor Bill Lee signed the measure into law, tweeting, "It shouldn't be hard for law-abiding Tennesseans to exercise their constitutional Second Amendment rights to bear arms." For more news, join us at VOAnews.com.